actually founded in 1922. Number three, I will install AT&T security system that include monitored fire safety, among others. To address the structural engineer issue, I did the following. I worked with one of the most reputable structural engineer in Branson and Springfield area, Mr. Ben Jennings, from the company J&M Engineering LLC, and he here is here as well to help answer any question the respected council may have. Mr. Jennings didn't spare any effort to make the structure as strong as it can be. And he gave me the most hard time you can imagine finding the material that he need to put in the house to get it to where he want. And he worked with the builder, Billy Beringer, who is some here, to implement all of this recommendation and design. I will close by telling you I asked my kids what they wish for the new year. All said they wish not to sleep in the floor anymore and to have their own beds to sleep, study, and play, and have their own privacy as they grow up. I don't think this is too much to ask. I need your help to finish this building that took too long, and it's getting some damage from the rain because I keep postponing the roof longer and longer. And please keep in mind that I will not cut any corners to have the most safe family for my neighbors and for my family. God bless you all.
Give us just a second in case we have any questions.
Sure.
Just a second. Who did you say was helping you with the sprinkler system?
Mr. Richard.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions for him?
I do. Would you be able to come forward for just a second, please?
Hey, I'll do it.
Good. Great. Would you be able to describe the sprinkler system that you're planning on putting in there?
Sure. Actually, when I first looked at the building, it's a four-story building. It's residential, so it falls under the 13R, you know, per NFPA standard. The only thing I didn't know at the time is elevations, because, as you know, anything over 30 foot has to have a standpipe system in it as well. So this is just something, one of the discussions that I had with Mr. Single regarding the fire protection of the building. I was able to make them calculate with 2-inch line, which the water department does have available at the street, and, you know, based on the pressures. I understand that the water district is going to restrict the flow of water. I guess it's too high a pressure that they have out there right now. So they're going to throttle it down to about 30 pounds up at the hill. But still, by the time you get down the hill, I mean, I'm going
to have... There'll be enough head pressure to take care of it.
Oh, easy. It should be easy. Now, the only thing I haven't done yet is flowed the system out there. But you see, all you have is a little clean-out hydrant in order to do that flow test. But it can be done. You know, I just need to hook up to the side of a house someplace, get our statics and residuals, and then flow whatever they have at that small hydrant. It's just a little bitty hydrant. I don't know if you've seen them.
So the number of sprinkler heads on the... I think we had seen previously the idea.
Drawings, if you'd like them.
That's okay. The number of sprinkler heads in each floor.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's adequate.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Per NFPA 13. Yeah. The only thing it doesn't cover is like closets, you know, because if it's 2 foot less or 24 square foot, that's not required. Bathrooms are the same thing. If they're under 55 square foot, it's not required. Those are pretty much the only exceptions you have, except for like, you know, attic protection, stuff like that. Not necessarily required with NFPA 13R. It's not a 13 system. But this is for mid-rise construction, residential. So that's why the application that I come up with. I confirmed that with Mr. Sengel. He was happy with the layout. In fact, he was going to call Dr. Bakri here and set up an appointment to actually walk the building and see what all was going on out there.
And he did, and he was very encouraging to support.
Tom Treat also helped with the design of this? Tom Treat also helped in the design?
The architect, yes.
Okay.
Anything else I can help with?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Thank you for your time.
Well, that's fine. Nobody wants my drawing. I got them colored.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you guys have any questions?
Was the, as far as the structural engineering goes, because the structure had already been under construction whenever we last spoke, and you already had four levels completed, how was the foundation addressed? The foundation was built in 1954?
No.
Or is this a different foundation?
Different foundation.
Okay.
When we started this project, end of 2019, I think. And Mr. Jennings saw the foundation, and he can talk about it.
Okay, so, well, my concern was the foundation for the high-rise section of your project, that's all sitting on a new foundation. It's not the pre-existing.
Correct. It's sitting on piece of rock, huge rock, that's the deepest we can dig.
Okay.
Then we put 6,500 PSI concrete with fiberglass, and we put in the area which is 30 feet by 35 feet over 300 rebar. We had mesh on top of that. We had a stem wall that's the same, Mr. Jennings can talk about it. He was so impressed with the concrete foundation. He was so impressed with the longitudinal. I mean, you can talk better than me on this. And I would just let him speak about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. So you are absolutely correct. We weren't there when the foundation was being poured, but through discussions with Dr. Bakri and Billy, pretty comfortable with what's there, that it is bearing on rock. Our primary concern was overturning an uplift with wind loads. Gravity load-wise, this was very stout. There's a few little things we, you know, recommended here and there. Based on the rock that's there on site, it's very close to the surface. So gravity load-wise wasn't a concern. We did quite a bit of work to try to analyze the lateral. So wind load up there on the cliff, that's going to catch a lot of wind. And, so we've provided them drawings. Those were the Simpson hold down hardware clips that, Dr. Bakri referred to that were a little hard to find, but, they've been working on implementing everything that we've recommended to improve the lateral system. They've been working on doing, and so he does have drawings from us for those recommended improvements. And we did work to minimize uplift, you know, concentrated uplift loads in our design as well. So that was what we tried to do for the foundation. So I feel comfortable with what's there, and then with what they've done from foundation up. We've pretty significant amount of strapping and additional nailing. So,
thank you.
And from just gonna add, from the get-go, all of the studs are these are 6x6 treated or 4x6 treated. And I would like Billy Beringer, the builder, to give an idea on if he ever built a structure like this with that strength and that, you know, strength, if he can.
Yeah.
He is the builder who started from the scratch after the foundation.
So on the first level, it's all 6x6 treated studs, as Mr. Bakri asked me to do on the outer walls. There's also 12 5x5 on the west side of it. There's a 5x5 with a half with a 5/8 wall, steel studs in there. So that even helped it strengthen more. As far as, you know, the pressure coming down, and all the walls from the second floor up on the outer walls are all 4x6 all the way up. All of them on the inside are 2x4, which is usually what we build anyways. But instead of doing a 2x4 or 2x6 on the outer walls, he did it 6x6 treated or 4x6 treated. So, I mean, he put a lot of extra money into it. He's bent over backwards doing a lot of extra money, a lot of extra stuff that, you know, a lot of people just aren't going to do, but he's been over backwards.
I wish one of you come and see how strong this building is. Scott came and saw it, and he was impressed. So strength-wise, I'm not going to spare any effort to make it as safe to my family as
you guys need me anymore?
That's a good question. Do y'all have any more questions?
Not a question. I think everything is very good enough, just like it should be, just like we talked about. But we still have a height problem. I'm concerned with the height problem as well.
And any concern, I will address it, and I will work to mitigate it. To,
you know, it's a big
structure. Your concern is my concern. If you have any concern, let me know, I will do it.
Well, it is a tall structure. And driving past it and going up, I drove up.
I came
up Fork and looked, and it's tall.
I came to Branson first time 22 years ago. And I was surprised because I came from Kansas City, was high rising there. To here, the highest building was maybe two and a half stories.
Yes.
And I lived in Branson for 1 year. Went to New York, everything is high-rising, came back to New York, to Branson, and things changed. We have Branson Landing, 6 stories and 5 stories building. We have Hilton. We have Branson is going to change.
Absolutely.
The neighbor, you know, next neighbors are already approved for 100 feet building. And this was 10 years ago. We have improved the quality of this area. It is good for the neighbors. It's good for, you know, future. And I did everything I can to make it strong. I will keep doing anything you recommend to make it strong if that's an issue. I'm here to have rooms for my kids.
Statements or questions? Okay, thank you. All right, is there anybody else that would like to speak on behalf or against this project?
You know, Scott Brindley, I live over in Lakeshore Drive Estates. I get to be the lone voice for the neighborhood. When we were here before, yeah, Gary was concerned about the structural thing. It's what he used to do for a living. I was concerned about the wind load. You know, that's all been answered. And as you've said, it's the height. He's, you know, that 15 feet that he's gone extra makes a huge difference in the neighborhood. You look at it from across the lake, it looks terrible.